Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks. I am your handicapped host, James Cox, and I have another great interview today. His name is Amani Roberts. He is a DJ, a professor, podcast host, music producer, and an internationally renowned speaker, and we have him here on the show. Amani, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well today. How are you doing, James?
Good. I'm doing good. And I want to thank your manager. I think she reached out to me on PodMatch, so I want to thank her too. Because I think she thought you would be a good fit for us, and we are. And you're a great fit for us, too, because I got a lot of questions about you. Yeah.
It's okay.
Be a good time. It's
going
to be
all
a good
right.
time. So, first of all, you came out with a book just recently called The Quiet Storm, and that is about how R&B is not very talked about anymore. Is that correct?
So it's about the rise and probably the disappearance of R&B groups in general.
Groups,
So I
okay.
focused on like the R&B groups. I still feel that R&B is definitely alive and well.
Okay.
It might not be played as much on popular radio, but it's still alive and well.
Yeah, I wonder why that is, because we had groups like Boyz II Men and TLC and everything's not being played on. It's all about well, I guess it's more about pop music rather than R&B and some of those magical songs that we listened to growing up, you know?
Yeah, I think that there's not a lot of newer groups that are coming in to kind of, continue the legacy. That's the challenge because you always have new single artists, whether it be a pop artist, R&B artist, rock. There'll be individual artists, but groups, specifically R&B groups, it's kind of a thing of the past currently.
So you have performed all around the world. Which country would be the best according to you? You know?
I don't know if you could pick a best country. I have,
Right.
I've performed in what, South America, Brazil, Canada, United States. I'm still waiting to get to I've been to Africa, but I didn't perform when I was in Africa. I'm still waiting to perform in like some parts of Europe, Australia, Asia. So I still got a bunch of places to check off. I just give you my top five. I can't
There
pick
you
a
go. Yeah, there you
favorite.
go. Top five.
Yeah.
Because I mean, no matter where you go, it's always going to be different for every country, and some countries embrace more better than the others, right? I guess that's how you look at it.
Yeah, it just depends. And just looking forward to being able to go to different countries and perform and speak and ready to see what happens.
But right now you live in California, right? Redondo
Yes.
Beach, California.
Yes, I'm based actually no, I'm based in Las Vegas now. Las Vegas.
Okay. I guess when I got that, I read you on your bio or something. I don't know. I don't know where I got that, but
That's a
yeah.
previous. That's a previous location for sure.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess California still has a great music scene.
Oh
You
yeah,
know.
absolutely. Yeah, very strong. Yeah.
Yeah, because on the news you hear nothing bad, everything bad about California. I'm like, I don't think it's that bad. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all got to do
No.
better. Yeah.
You can't believe everything you hear on the news. We know
No.
that. Yes.
95% of it's,
Yes.
all false. So yeah, I wanted to go to NAMM,
Yeah.
NAMM, this past January, but I just forgot about it and it slipped my mind. So yeah.
Yeah.
So first of all, I want to say you have an amazing collection of music you have, because I cannot stop listening to Nowhere to Go. Your song that you did on A Starter Jacket, the remix volume 3, you got three of them.
Yeah.
That is truly my favorite song, you know.
Okay, thank you.
I envision myself driving down the road, all doors, all windows open, just cruising, don't have a care in the world, just listening to that song, you know.
Right, yeah, thank you.
When you create songs like that one, do you envision people listening to your song in different stages in their life, and how do you listen to it? Like I just said, I'm going down the road, don't have a care in the world. When you create a song first, do you envision that first, or do you just create the song and ask people later?
I think when we create the songs, it's mostly about where we are in that moment. It could be we've just experienced a really, really a high, like something great has happened, or we could be in the middle of a really tough time. So it really depends on where we are. And then we take our current emotion or mood and then let the song kind of grow from there. Yeah, that's the philosophy.
So I'm looking at volume 3, right? It's okay, so you have, I think it's who you work with, and then you have the song title, and it says Hayden James with Nation for Nowhere to Go. Is that right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm gonna check with you here.
Yeah,
So let
because
me.
yeah, because yeah, because I'm looking at it on SoundCloud, and the album, it says it's been uploaded 5 years ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's been a
Okay.
while. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
been a while.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because I also see you have one with Ellie Goulding, And that's a great song too. You have you just have an amazing collection of music, sir.
Yeah, we've done a lot of remixes, and so that's what I love to do. Although to write this book that I just released, I had to take a break from doing remixes because I had to focus.
Right.
So, yeah. But that the remixes are back in the day for sure.
Yeah. It reminds me of the good old days, you know. That's, you don't hear a lot of that music that you make nowadays. It's all about pop and being shoved in your face, and I can't stand it, you know.
Yeah, it's a little different nowadays.
What do you think happened to R&B mostly? Because I remember listening to I remember listening into like Tony Braxton and Boyz II Men and all the others. You know, why is there no why do you think there is no space for that on TV now? You know.
Yeah, I think with the group specifically, I just think that, as I talk about in the book, like, you know, hip hop is even bigger now, so that kind of takes precedence. Even EDM music now is quite big and popular, so those two genres have kind of, I would say, like, pushed aside, or they've just, you know, take up more of the airplay, so you see less of it. Also, you know, there's less like African American magazines out there. Like, they're still out in digital format, but we used to have like Ebony, Essence, Jet, and Vibe magazine. They're no more. They're not around anymore. So that's less publicity for a lot of the R&B groups. You know, less TV shows that used to promote them. Like, you used to have the Arsenio Hall show. Yep. You used to have like 106 in Park. You know, you used to have like even. What's it, In Living Color would promote these artists and they would appear. And so those shows are not around. Nothing has really taken their place. So it's just all these different marketing elements that are missing. And then we're kind of entering into more of like a solo, single kind of person-to-person media production place. You know, YouTube is really popular for people. Instagram, one-on-one. And the groups have a struggle to survive and rise to the top. However, K-pop groups are doing well. So there is a formula out there where groups can work. It's just my wish that maybe we get some R&B groups that are up and coming to follow the same format.
Right, yeah. Because K-pop really kicking butt, you know, up in Korea and like down here too. I mean, because you have, what's that girl group? I forgot the girl group, but yeah, most like some artists from another country come down here and just blow up, you know, all of a sudden, and they're still working on, you know. But to be fair, artists now really get the inspiration for artists back then.
If you look at a K-pop group, they are following the formats of groups like R&B groups like New Edition and like TLC. Like, they're following the exact same playbook, the format. It's very obvious.
Well, I feel so bad for TLC too, because I saw on TV, I think it was T-Boss saying, you know, how could we sell like 34 million copies? You know, she gave us a bunch of numbers and say we're still broke. You know,
I guess that's
what the industry does to you sometimes. So, you know,
they're probably the biggest cautionary tale.
Yes.
On learning about the business of music, you know, not before, but while you're creating music, you got to learn the business part of it. They're the biggest cautionary tale. They're one of only two female groups in the United States to ever earn diamond status for an album. Diamond status is 10 million records sold or more, units sold or more. It's only them and the Chicks. And they, you know, they did it and they ended up like broke, as they said, twice. They filed for bankruptcy, I believe. So, TLC, if I was going to write another book, I would definitely want to sit down with them and write a book about their entire journey. That would be something that I would really love to do next, perhaps.
Right. Yes, hopefully. Yes, hopefully that you can do that too. So I guess if any group wants to learn more about the industry, look at their whole story, evaluate it, and recess, right?
Yes,
because that's one of the all-time groups that you could learn so much about, you know. So,
yeah,
like I said before, new groups are getting influenced by the older groups. So in what ways do you think the evolution of R&B groups such as Destiny's Child, The Temptations, and TLC, as a matter of fact, has influenced modern social movements?
That's a good question. I think that the current groups get inspiration just in terms of how the older groups did music videos. I think that's a big way they emulated them, how they designed certain styles, their albums, how they put together and changed and evolved their sound. I think the new groups get inspiration from that, what worked in the past, dance steps, live shows, how to do a live show. For sure they got inspired by groups of the past. I think those are probably the most popular ways.
Yeah, because you can be inspired by a lot of stuff. You know, you just don't have to have one set of instructions too. So that's good. Yeah. Speaking about your book, though, how do you hope that it will impact readers? Because you have a lot of great stuff in it. I mean, because I just learned today by going on your LinkedIn that Boyz II Men is the first black male group that landed, I think, you said 20,000.
Diamond status. They were the only R&B group in history to earn diamond status for an album. Boyz II Men for their album, which was called Two. Yeah. Yes. That's. Yes. Mm-hmm, yeah. That's a fact.
Right. So I mean, you can learn a lot in this book. So I guess that's how you hope that will impact readers to embrace that knowledge that you have in the book.
Yeah, embracing all the facts, the stories that are in the book, all like the pictures, which was a really big part of the book that really helped it come to life. The fun facts that you'll find in it, some things that might surprise you. You might not realize that your favorite song actually came from an R&B group. Yeah. And then, you know, so you have all this education about the history of R&B groups per the decades. And then, you know, understanding why the shift happened, like what happened in the laws, the Telecommunications Act of 1996, and how that changed radio and the, you know, African-American media, the recession, the music recession of 2007 to 2013, and how that really impacted, R&B groups, particularly because 54% of mom and pop stores went out of business during that recession. And, you know, back in the day, you would go to the record store in your area to see a group, meet and greet, hear them perform live. When that goes away, it's just other avenues of discovery that are being eliminated, which took a toll on the genre. So you'll find all stories about that, facts, charts. It's a very immersive experience. There's also playlists that go along with it. I share my favorite songs, my favorite samples. So we get into hip hop a little bit. Yeah. That's the deal.
Nice. Well, I mean, without going too much into the book, because people have to buy the book, I'm not going to win it for you. Mostly, right?
Yeah.
Could you tell us, without going too deep, what is your favorite fact and what is your most shocking fact that you found out by researching the book? Without going too deep, because, you know, people have to read it for themselves, and we're not going to give it all away, you know?
Yeah, we won't give it all away, but I appreciate the question. I appreciate this question. I think my favorite fact that I learned is, I'll give you one, I have a bunch.
Okay.
So the group, the R&B group, The Whispers. So The Whispers, they really exemplified resilience. And you'll find that the characteristic, the virtue known as resilience is very prevalent throughout the entire book. Like if there's something that kept groups going and surviving and advancing, it always is resilience. There are other things, like sometimes groups will take creative risks, they'll collaborate with others, but resilience, practicing and, you know, perfecting resilience was that. The Whispers, they released their first song, 1964, okay? It took them 15 years to get a Billboard Hot 100 Top 20 hit. That was And the Beat Goes On in 1979. Then 8 years later, in 1987, they earned their first Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 hit with Rocksteady. And I love this story. I didn't know much about The Whispers before doing research for this book, but I love this story because it took them 23 years to get their first top 10 Billboard Hot 100 hit. Can you imagine nowadays if a group was even given 23 years to succeed and not be written off after two? And then I'll ask you, like, what were you doing 23 years ago? Can you imagine if you stuck with the same thing you were doing 23 years ago, where would you be right now? So I love to share. My favorite story is creative resilience, that I mean, resilience, which really will help you unlock your creativity. Maybe the most shocking fact that I found in the book, there are a lot of shocking facts also,
A lot of it.
would be I would say, I'll give you two. I'll say, we all know Michael Jackson, he came from the Jackson 5 and the Jacksons. They never won a Grammy. That was shocking to me. Never won a Grammy. Then the second most shocking thing is En Vogue, one of the most popular groups in the 90s, amazing singers. They never had a Billboard Hot 100 number one hit. They always came in second. They always came in
To
second.
who?
Usually Boyz II Men, Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, TLC, because they were in that same era in the 90s. And so they never had, and I'll look it up, I'll check the charts because I get the charts. They never had a Hot 100 number one song, always number two. So there you go.
I'm shocked too, because I'm confused about what you said first, because you said Jackson 5 never won a Grammy. How? I mean, they were the biggest band ever.
Yeah. Never won a Grammy.
That just blows my mind.
And if you remember Michael Jackson's first album, solo album, Off the Wall, he didn't win any Grammys for that either. And he had an issue with the Grammys. It was only once Thriller came out that he got his first Grammys. But he had some issues with the Grammys until that point. And I think it had to do with the fact that they didn't win any Grammys as a group. And then he so that's the shocking part there, yeah.
I'm just amazed about the En Vogue
Yes.
thing that you
Yes.
said. That's weird, because I loved En Vogue. En Vogue was my great, En Vogue, and I listened to a lot. My sister listened to a lot of Mariah Carey. I
Yes.
listened to En Vogue, Boyz II Men, all that good stuff. And I'm yeah. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
But if you want to know more, buy the book. You gotta buy
Take
the
the
book,
book.
and it's
Yeah.
available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and it's on Kindle,
Yeah.
right?
All the
And
platforms you can get it,
you
yeah.
can go to thequietstormbook.com
Yeah, so you
and.
go to quietstorm.book.com. If you get the book and you put your email address in there with the receipt number, then I'll send you some bonuses, some extra bonuses from the book. And that's where you can go to learn more about the book, also with me and kind of how I work with people in the music industry, help them learn about the music business. So I coach them. So that's kind of what I do as a profession, in addition to being an author. And that's kind of that's what I do.
And I think today we're recording, because I saw this on your LinkedIn. You said that it came in at 50 in the US Today bestseller list.
Yeah, for our debut week, we made number 50 for the USA Today's bestsellers list, which is a tremendous accomplishment. I'm on cloud nine. I'm very happy. So that's amazing. And it's just a testament to the hard work and the 4.5 years it took to put this book out there in the world.
4 years,
Yeah.
Okay, so for the research for this book, I'm guessing, correct me if I'm wrong, but you went to the original source, like you went to some band members and asked them if this is true or false, right? Or
So,
like how was your research like
yeah.
what did you
The research was reading a lot of articles, a lot of biographies, a lot of listening to a lot of interviews of the band members. I didn't really talk to many band members about it yet. The goal is to get the book out there, but we fact-checked all the facts. Like it took months to get through fact-checking through interviews, articles, different sources. We list a whole bunch of sources at the back of the book. And then now the goal is if they're members that are still living from all the groups, I'd love to like interview them. So then I gotta add their perspectives in their chapters for a second or third edition. Because for me, I love to interview like a Babyface, who was very prominent, members of Boyz II Men, members of the Whispers, the OJs, all the groups, even from back in the day, as long as they're still living, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Destiny's
Commodores,
Child,
right?
SWU, Commodores, all them. Just to understand their memories of the journey, their thoughts on the current state of R&B groups. And that's the goal, is to try to interview as many as possible, then add on to their interviews as part of a second or third edition, and then eventually turn the book into a documentary. That's the big
Yes,
goal right there.
that's the main goal right now. Okay, yeah. I can't tell you how much I love the Spinners, and just Rubber Band Man is like one of my best songs ever made, I think, Yeah,
Okay.
so awesome,
Yeah,
awesome.
good. Good. I'm glad.
You have a podcast called the Imani Experience Podcast, and
Yes.
you on episode 163, you interviewed JMKM. And you asked her a question, and I want to revert the tables on you. Okay,
Okay.
you always ask them how did they get the name. Okay, so you go by DJ Amro, is that correct? Did I
Yeah.
okay? Okay, so how did you come up with that name?
So my first name is Amani, my last name is Roberts, so I have to credit my close friend Brian. He's the one that just called me Amro when we were working together at Marriott. My first two
Yeah.
letters of my first name and the first two letters of my last name. And I liked it and it stuck ever since. So I credit him for helping me, the inspiration and the brainstorming. And that's kind of how I came up with my DJ name.
That's usually how it happened,
Yeah.
just by whim, because I was talking to an artist, and it's similar to your story. His friend said got one word out of a street sign, and one word out of a bank, and just put them together. And, hey, where did they go? Yeah. So that's so awesome. Yeah, it's amazing how stuff like that can come quick, but it remains your brand forever,
Yes, exactly. So yeah, that's the story about DJ. I also have a podcast now that I do called Adventures in Business. We do it live, myself, my co-host Mandy Graziano, and we host that one live on LinkedIn at 4 p.m. Eastern on Mondays, 1 p.m. on the West Coast. And that's kind of my current podcast that we do. We talk to different people in business, CEOs, music, hospitality, entertainment, all the things.
Nice. So you still have the Imani Experience podcast,
I
correct?
do. I don't
Okay.
really use it too much anymore. I probably will bring it back now that the book is done. I'll have
Well,
a little more time.
yeah.
I'll bring it back in a different format and we'll see. But it's there. We'll see what I do with it in kind of the upcoming months.
And it's big enough that you also have a Twitch channel. So is that coming back now that you have more free time now?
So I took a hiatus from Twitch to finish the book. So
Right.
we'll see how it goes with doing a lot of the promo and marketing and then getting into doing the documentary if I have time to start streaming again. So we'll see. But I did have to take a break just because I can't do everything. And so I had to really, really focus on the book. So now that this is done, we'll see what happens. I did a lot of Twitch during the pandemic.
Yes. Oh, yeah. A lot of people
And
did
did
that.
a
Yeah.
lot of shows, got to be partner on Twitch, so it was a great experience. We'll see where it fits moving forward.
I'll tell you what, man, there's not enough time in the day, 24 hours.
Say
And
that
you gotta
again.
sleep sometime. So,
Yes, exactly.
speaking of which, do you sleep well? Because you're a busy dude, do you take any some stuff to go to sleep, like melatonin, or like what's your secret to success?
Well, the last week or so, because I've been so nervous and then excited about the book, I haven't slept the best. But I've actually improved my sleep the past year, year and a half, just trying to go to bed early, limit the blue screen, things like that. The last few days, I've been so excited and nervous, I haven't slept too well. But generally speaking, this past year has been a great improvement for sleep, so I just want to keep it going.
Yeah, nice. So we have about four more questions for you, and I hope you like this podcast because I really love you. And thank you so much for being here. So as a historian of Black music culture, how do you approach the balance between preserving tradition and embracing innovation within the genre?
I'm all for innovation. I think that's good because if you stay the same, then you end up, dying. So my whole thing is just make sure that innovators that are coming and new artists that are in the genre just always pay tribute and show, a certain amount of respect for the people that came before them and the artists that really paved the way for them to do things probably much easier than it was for these artists from back in the day. As long as there's a certain amount of respect and like tribute and just love and honor for the past artists, because they went through hell. to get to where they were. You know, the Chitlin' Circuit, you know, being segregated against. Like a lot of newer artists might not understand the history, so I just encourage them and hope that they would research the history so they know how far the genre as R&B has come, how far R&B groups have come, and they just kind of give them their proper respect as they move forward and continue to innovate to elevate the genre even more.
Nice. Okay, so let's go all the way back to 14-year-old DJ Amro, Mr. Roberts, right? If we're sitting in your room and looking around the room, right, what posters of music icons do you would we find on the wall? I know one of them for sure.
Which one?
I know one of them has to be Biz Markie, because I read that that's your first ever love
Yeah.
of,
Biz
music, correct?
Markie. I think
Yeah.
what posters would be up at 14 years old? Woo.
Yeah, or 14 to 15, teenager years,
Teenage years.
Yeah.
Maybe like Vanity 6 might be up there. Prince for Vanity 6. I think I had a lot of sport. I love my sports teams, particularly from the Washington, D.C. area. So, like,
Yeah.
we might have like a Washington Redskins poster up, a Maryland Terps poster. I still have a poster of Lynn Bias from University of Maryland. I'm thinking about music-wise, Lisa, probably, who's in the book. So those would be some people for music-wise. Eric B. and Rakim. I was a big Eric B. and Rakim fans. LL Cool J. They might have been up there too. I'm just thinking. I'm closing my eyes and I'm just thinking about what
Yeah,
else
yeah.
up there. Because the other posters, like the Mariah and some others, came later.
Yeah, right.
14, 15, UTFO. Yeah, those, because I get into hip hop and rap a lot. And trying to think who else. That's what's coming to mind around that time. Like New Edition for sure.
Right. Yeah. Bobby
Yeah,
Brown.
those.
Yeah.
Yeah, those come to mind.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool. And okay, so another hard this is a harder question, and I'm sure you could dock this in the park like a lot of artists or musicians are here. Mount Rushmore of your favorite four artists of all time. Who would it be? You got four of
Favorite
them.
four artists of all time.
Favorite forever.
Ooh. Okay,
Yeah.
so I'll say like Mariah Carey, Babyface. That's two. Favorite artists of all time. Let's see what I would do with number three. I think we'll put Stevie Wonder in there for number three.
Great pick.
And then number four. Who would I pick for number four? Ooh, it's so many choices
Yeah.
there. So many
And I know
choices.
this will change as soon as you hang up with me. You're like,
Yeah,
damn it, I should
good
have said.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe like New Edition. New Edition
Nice.
four. New Edition four,
I
yeah.
don't think anybody's going to argue with that because that's a solid top four, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one there.
You knocked
Yeah.
it out of the park. Yeah. So, yeah. All right.
Mm
So, our very last question is going to be the hardest question I have for you, harder than the last one. Is there one artist, song, or artist song or album that you can listen to right now, but you can't tell me or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside your soul? You're so emotionally connected to it,
That's a good one there. Because I'm trying to diversify. I was trying to think if there's an Isley Brothers album because I love the Isley Brothers too. Ooh, that I so I have to listen to it. Don't tell anyone, and it just kind of hits me at my core. I would say today. It would probably be the first SWV album that's in the Lime Green CD. Has I'm So Into You, Week. I think Week is on this one. I think Week is on that one. It has the Right Here, Downtown. Like that is one that I go back to and listen to frequently many, many times.
That's Sisters with Voices, correct?
Yes, yeah, Sisters with the Voices, their
SWV.
first album. I think it's self-titled. It's
SWV.
got I'm So Into You on it. It's got Right Here. I think Week is on that one. Downtown.
It's Is it? It's About Time.
It's About Time. Yeah, it's
Came out
About
in
Time.
92. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I got that CD when I was at Howard. I would play. I still have the CD. 30
Yeah.
some years later, I still have it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm collecting more CDs than I've ever did before. You know, I've got a vast collection of vinyl records. I'm pretty sure you can see. Yeah, but vinyl records is coming back in a strong. Even cassettes is coming back in a strong way. You know,
Yeah.
which is
All
great.
the
You know.
all the analog forms of listening to music, so I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. So I'm gonna give you a shout out here. We're gonna go to everybody listening. Go to AmaniExperience.com. He's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Apple Music, Spotify, and Pinterest. Is that okay? Perfect. Yeah. And now that we're done with the book, what else is? Are I mean, are obviously you're gonna take a break from doing anything right now. You're going to go to bed soon. Yeah. But looking towards the future, what can we see Amani doing after he gets rested and recuperate from 4 years of hard work? You know, from the book.
I think in the future I will two things come to mind. I will continue to work and coach with people in the music industry, the music business, who want to learn about how to make more money and make better business decisions. That's number one. And then number two would be, like we discussed, to take this book to the silver screen to make it a documentary. That's like the next step. So I have to meet someone who does documentaries, meet someone who's like works with financing documentaries, learn about that, and then, sooner than later, try to interview as many people as possible while they're still living.
Yes, that is
So
number one. That
the
is
clock
key.
is ticking, but I will take some
Right.
time to rest. I'll take
Oh
some time to
yeah.
rest.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
rest up, like
Yeah.
take some like melatonin, go to the deep sleep, wake back
Yeah.
up refreshed, and we're gonna kick butt later on, you know. So
Yeah.
okay. So AmaniExperience.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Apple Music, and Spotify. You could go to thequietstormbook.com, order the book. I know I am, because I'm going to be shocked,
Yes.
because I was so shocked when you heard about Michael Jackson and was that
In Vogue.
In
In Vogue.
Vogue? Yes.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
always get In Vogue and SWV confused because they're all in three, three and three. So yeah, so we love you here at the Windworks Film Music Speaker, and we encourage you to come back on anytime you want to, okay, brother?
Yes, thank you. And for you, go to amaniexperience.com/quiz. Take that quiz. It'll tell you which R&B group you are.
Yes, all right,
And then
yes.
let me know. And that's for anyone watching or listening, take that quiz and send me the results. What R&B group are you? Because that's a cool way to kind of analyze your personality.
Yeah, nice. I don't know what kind of personality. I guess I got a fun personality, so maybe it's, I don't know, but I
We're
will
gonna
take
find
that,
out. Yes.
and I'll LinkedIn you. You know, you're
Yes.
on LinkedIn too, so
Yes.
I'm gonna.
LinkedIn me and message me. I appreciate
Yes,
that.
I'm gonna put all the links in the bottom of the description. Like I said before, we love you, and I'm definitely gonna order the book. And I thank
Thank
you
you.
so much for coming on.
I appreciate it. Order the book, leave the 5-star Amazon review, and I'd love to come back and talk to you after you've gotten the book so we can see
Yes,
what you learned
yes.
and what surprised you. So just let me know.
I cannot wait. So, all right. Thank you very much for coming on. And with that said, everybody that's listening, always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.